Welcome to the Egg City Auberge. We hope you enjoy your stay. In what may arguably constitute an invasion of privacy, the security camera remains transfixed on this particular door. Its plaque reads, Cave Room. Who's booked this room? And what do they want?
The day dawned dull and dreary. One of those mornings where you aren't certain if it's actually morning or not. And while this sort of day often leads to a zombie apocalypse or a lack of sugar in the cupboard, the real question held far more portent than at first met the eye. Today, at long last, after years of research and dawdling and fidget spinnering, today was the day when the question would finally be decided. Waffles or pancakes? It was with this singular question in mind that Bartholomew Quidditch checked into the Egg City Auberge. Review by Happy Go Lucky. At first, the setting of the cave room seemed incongruous to his query. What has batter got to do with the Paleolithic, he thought, leaning against the slightly sloping entry wall, surveying his surroundings. But as he took it all in, like many of his rationalizations, he slowly grew to derive a certain sort of serendipity from having been relegated to it. Fire! Tools! The very creations that propelled humanity forward! What better locale is there to launch the next phase of our species' development than here, with the breakfast bread brawl, all in the name of scientific progress? No, this is more than just a perfect fit, he marveled. It's practically kismet. And so had Bartholomew awoken, visions of sugar powder still sprinkling down his head, if not simply dandruff, on this dreamy dawn. Now that his eyes were adjusted to the dark, he looked instinctively at the window, and then the would-be clock. But of course, the cave room had no windows, so the adorably themed sundial served little use here, though he could appreciate the thematic continuity. He glanced at his phone on the bedside ledge. He'd set an alarm the previous night, he thought. Did he pass out reading his griddle manual again? But he must have overslept. Or, ideally, he had beaten his alarm to the punch in his excitement. It was altogether impossible to tell. Grabbing his phone, he found its internal clock to be fairly unhelpful, as it had died in the night, having been neglected to be plugged in. Of course, the cave room had no outlets anyway, but that's a moot point. Adrenaline rising, Bartholomew winced and scrambled out of bed towards the door, very sore, because the cave room bed was, of course, just a stone slab. He had wanted to be sure to be the first one awake in the entire hotel, which, at the time, didn't seem like such a task, but then he hadn't counted on his decor being such a hindrance. With a crick in his neck, he peered through the peephole. Only security cameras to be seen. Did he dare roam the hallway in his skivvies in search of the time? Of course he did. This was serious, after all. This was breakfast science. Cracking his elbow, he grabbed the doorknob and turned. It was locked. He tried it again. And again. And backwards somehow. And again. Push. Pull. Twist. Rattle. Punch. It was still locked. Quidditch froze. The continental breakfast was set to begin at 6 a.m. sharp. If he wasn't able to get there in time, if he wasn't able to enact his plan, how many more petty squabbles would take place? How much precious time would be lost, deciding between the lesser of two goods? No, his research must continue. It was today or no day at all. He whipped around and re-scanned his room. Stalagmites and tights in the corner, his arguable bed next to his pile of research instruments, the stone basin he had all but ignored last night, that seemingly useless sundial, all of it just plain in the dark and hard to see. If it wasn't so perfect, he'd have had some real choice words to say about the cave room. But never mind that now, he thought. I need to get some breakfast. What did Bartholomew do next?
If this is the latest episode of Reviews Your Own Adventure, then you're in luck. You can now leave a review in Apple Podcasts that will determine what happens next in the story. Make it whatever you want. This is an experiment. If this isn't the latest episode, then you are too late. Carry on. This podcast was made possible by our patrons. If you'd like to join them to get early episodes or possibly leave early reviews, then visit patreon.com/freckle.